For this season of Food Fridays, we are taking one of the most, dare I say, controversial mealtimes in American history as a topic. No one will deny the need for dinner or worry about whether or not you should eat lunch, but breakfast is a minefield. Some people skip it entirely. Others just drink coffee or grab a granola bar. But for many, that's just heresy. Since breakfast means breaking a feast, it's a wonderful time to be creative and innovative with food, even if you're half asleep when you're making it. This week, the breakfast ingredient that we'll be analyzing is the ubiquitous egg. And don't miss our Please Explain segment later on in the show, where we'll be taking your questions about eggs. But for now, we're talking about eggs simply for breakfast, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Christina Che and Rick Martinez, both editors at Bon Appetit. Welcome to our show.
Thanks for having us.
Let's start with fried eggs. Do you have a go-to method?
Oh, do we have a go-to method? There's something of a BA party line on the fried eggs. So our editor, Adam, is very adamant that you use olive oil to fry your eggs.
Not butter.
Not butter. That will differ depending on who you talk to, but because everyone has an opinion.
Well, the olive oil definitely gives it a flavor.
Right. Definite flavor. He's also a fan of higher heat, so you'll get sort of crispy, lacy edges while still preserving that runny yolk. But, you know, a lot of people are not a fan of those crispy edges. There have been some fierce debates breaking out.
Well, there's an added problem there because you also get wet white on the egg if you cook it on too high a heat. And that's something that does turn people off.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
and how cooked should a yolk be? Because raw egg yolk can be dangerous.
But it's also delicious. I think that's probably our line on that. I mean, you should buy eggs that we prefer farm fresh, brown, and so for the most part, they're going to be safe, and you are going to raise the temperature. Not enough to coagulate it. They'll start to set a little bit around 165.
But people do eat raw quail eggs as part of sushi diet.
Right.
So I guess quails are safer than chickens?
I think probably that's due to the farming methods and how the chickens are treated and versus the quails, and also the quantity that, we produce these things.
Do you ever flip a fried egg?
I personally will go for the over-easy, sure, because I, as you mentioned before, not a fan of that kind of gelatinous, almost runny, almost there cooked egg whites. So I'm kind of a fan of the over-easy to prevent that.
Right. What I normally do is I'll cook at a slightly lower temp so that I'm not getting the browning on the underside, and then cut the heat as soon as the undersides are set and put a lid on it. And then the top sets, the top of the white sets, and preserves the runny yolk.
Of course, you can also just sometimes make little cuts in the white, and the wet stuff then goes on to the frying pan. Do you have a favorite kind of frying pan?
Nonstick.
Eggs. I think especially for fried eggs, where it kind of hangs in the balance there, it's just you want to play it safe.
To make sure that you don't break the yolk or get the shell in the mix, you need to crack the egg properly. And Jacques Pepin swears by cracking an egg on a flat surface only. Does that technique work for you?
Yes.
You don't do it on the side of the bowl?
No. It'll shatter. If you crack on the edge on a corner, you will shatter the shell into smaller pieces, and then you will get those little shards in there. If you just do it on a flat surface, it makes a little blunt indentation that you can just fit your thumbs in and open it up.
The traditional seasoning for fried egg is salt and pepper. Do you use any other spices?
I think especially for like a scrambled egg situation, I think that's kind of a great time to introduce any spices that you might want to be experimenting with. We really like an Aleppo-style pepper, any kind of za'atar-type spice mix in there too is often really nice. So I think it's kind of a nice way to just empty out the spice cabinet.
Dried chilies, I like a little heat on mine, so it's always nice to have a little cayenne or arbol in there.
But then there's the question of when to add them. Do you add the salt and pepper before you put it in the pan, while it's cooking, or once it's on the plate?
It's in the pan. I think a little sprinkle of salt and pepper right as soon as you drop it is really nice. And it's particularly on the yolk, because if you're doing a runny yolk, then the whatever seasonings and spices you have on the yolk will just run out onto everything else.
I've actually always grown up stirring the salt and pepper into the egg mixture as I've been stirring it.
Even for a fried egg?
Not for a fried egg, for like a scrambled egg.
Scrambled egg, yeah. Yeah, if I'm scrambling, I definitely put the salt in as I'm whisking it.
Do you put milk into your scrambled egg batter or just water?
This one time, I remember I asked Wiley Dufresne at a party if he put milk in his scrambled eggs, and he just threw a temper tantrum at me in the middle of the party. And then every time he spotted me for the rest of the night, he was just like, well, there's the girl who asked me if I put milk in my scrambled eggs.
Well, you wouldn't be the only person who ever did it.
No, I don't think so. Especially because that was what my parents did. And for a long time, I think before I started working in the industry, I thought that was pretty normal.
Right. I mean, I think it's a simple, if you're feeding a crowd and you have a dozen eggs and you really need 18 eggs, you stretch it out with some milk. If you're feeling really decadent, some cream or half and half.
What about just a little bit of water in the egg?
Ooh, no.
No?
No. No water. I would go to milk first.
I think another thing that I like to do to counteract that almost cooked egg white situation is I do often like to put a pan lid, like a pot lid, on top of the pan just when the egg is about to finish cooking, and so you get kind of like a nice little steamed cover on the top.
Yeah.
And Rick, you said the same thing earlier. You mentioned that Bon Appetit has had some heated debates about fried eggs, and Wiley Dufresne sure got emotional about cooking eggs. What are people arguing about?
I mean,
this is a pretty simple dish to make.
Butter versus olive oil is a huge one. I think that
soft versus crispy edges. I'm not too big a fan. I think it definitely
sunny side up as opposed to.
I think pretty much we're all sunny side up.
No, Christina said she's not.
I mean, I personally am an over easy, but I think that There are other arguments too about the proper way to poach
or scramble or boil.
Okay, let's talk about poaching. Do you add vinegar to the water?
Not necessary if you have pretty fresh eggs. So the thing that I think happens to a lot of people is you have old eggs and the proteins start to lose their shape and break down. And so when you drop the egg in the water, your water instantaneously gets cloudy and you get these wisps of white in there. If you have a really fresh egg, it'll actually hold its shape. And the vinegar acts as an insurance policy to hold it together. So if you have a fresh egg, you don't need the vinegar.
I've heard that the older eggs are best for hard-boiled eggs, but not for anything else.
Right. So so poaching, you want fresh. For boiled, you want old.
We have a caller, Angela from Queens, who wants to join this conversation. Hi, Angela.
Hi, Leonard. How are you?
I'm well. What are we talking about? Poached eggs?
I have this method that I use. I call it the poach fried egg. I use a pan, not too big, depending on how many eggs, and I put a little oil in the bottom, heat it up, and drop the egg or eggs into that. And within a couple, maybe a minute or so or less, I add water to the perimeter, and then I cover it with a lid. So the water steams the rest of the egg, and then when you lift it out, it's not oily. It's not really fried, but it's not poached either. And I love the lid method, even if you're just frying, to add the lid on top to get rid of that runniness for the in the white.
Do you use the vortex method?
The vortex method, I think I missed that when I was on hold. What is that?
The vortex method for poached egg is where people swirl the water around.
Yeah. No, because I don't put that much water in. I put only a little water that is on the bottom of the pan, so it's still a frying pan, and then I cover it. So the water that's in there kind of steams the egg as if it were poached but not really poached. Hmm. It still looks more like a fried egg, but it's a little less oily. It's quite nice.
You're both nodding your heads.
I do like the idea of the poach fry.
Yeah. I've thrown a little bit of water to steam. If I'm doing a big batch of soft fried eggs. I'll throw in a few drops, but probably not as much as Angela.
We're talking about cooking eggs with Rick Martinez and Christina Che of Bon Appetit magazine, which they affectionately call BA. and we're talking about the various kinds of ways of preparing eggs. I think poaching eggs is maybe the most difficult one to get right.
Well, do you poach eggs at home?
Not often, because it's the most difficult one to get right, at least for me.
So I think I realized a few years ago that it's absolutely the last thing that I want to do when I have people coming over, mm-hmm. perhaps for brunch or what have you. But I did recently learn through a video that we did about how you can actually poach a lot of eggs in advance. You can actually hold them in water, keep them in the fridge for up to 3 days.
Wow.
And then you're basically, when it's time to serve, you're just reheating them in gently simmering water, and then everyone has a fresh poached egg. So, yeah.
Old restaurant trick. You basically hold it. You can either hold them in cold water outside of the shell. What we used to do at ABC Kitchen for brunch, we would poach flats and flats, hundreds of eggs in an immersion circulator, and hold them I think it was 160. And then during service, you heat them up a little bit more and then just open them up in shell, and it's instant poached egg.
So you weren't doing them as they were ordered?
Oh, God, no. I mean, we went through so many Eggs Benedict and other poached dishes at that restaurant.
A listener, Dustin, asks on Twitter, what kind of olive oil you recommend?
California Ranch is it's a really nice olive oil that works well both for cooking and finishing. It has a nice buttery flavor, not super peppery at the end. It's really good for the, it's what we use sort of our everyday oil in the kitchen, and it's great for the olive oil fried eggs. And
but it
also
has to be extra virgin, okay? Because sometimes people cook with just regular olive oil and save the extra virgin for the salad dressing.
I think for the eggs, you're not cooking it for so long that you're going to cook all the flavor out. You're still going to get a nice kind of buttery olive finish. And another technique that we like to use is the basted fried egg. So you fry your eggs in a little bit more olive oil, so probably a quarter to a half a cup. And then the way that you get the top of the egg to set is you just spoon hot oil over it.
The old basting.
The old basting method.
Do you think, since we're talking about the way restaurants work, do you think that thinking about eggs is different on a weekday and a weekend? Weekend when you might have more time to do something a bit more elaborate?
Oh, sure. I think, if I have a lot of spare time on a weekend morning, that's when I'm going to attempt something a little more complicated, like a classic French omelet, let's say, where you can't be scrambling to get your coffee and find your keys and finish getting ready while you're trying to do these perfect rolls of delicate egg.
And how would you prepare a perfect French omelet?
Oh, Rick, how would you prepare a perfect French omelet?
How does Jean-Georges do it, Rick?
Did Jacques Pepin show us how to do an omelet?
Well, Jacques Pepin loves to show people how to make an omelet.
I've seen him do it. He did not do it in his last visit, but
one of your many visits with Jacques.
So at the restaurant, you basically crack 5 gallons of eggs into a Cambro, and with a giant immersion circulator that looks like a boat motor, you literally just blend all of the eggs. Pass them through a chinois to make sure that there's no little unblended bits or shells. And then that becomes your base for the omelets. So you really either want them whisked very well so that there's no bubbles and there's no like little strands of white in there. So you get that beautiful yellow, canary yellow color in your omelets. Lots of butter, nonstick pan, and then a roll technique.
When you say nonstick, you don't like cast iron?
Not for eggs. If I didn't have if my next choice would probably be black steel, which is a traditional French omelet pan, which I do like those a lot, and those are essentially nonstick. Cast iron, it's longer to heat up, and it holds the heat a lot longer. You have more control with an aluminum pan. When you take it off heat, the temperature instantly goes down, whereas a cast iron will continue to heat even after you've turned the flame off.
Well, plus, correct me if I'm wrong, but the heaviness is definitely a factor.
Right. So you're not necessarily flipping with a 12-inch mm-hmm. cast iron skillet.
Lisa from Livingston, New Jersey. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Leonard. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a huge fan of your show.
Thank you.
I have a comment and a question about scrambled eggs. My comment is that another nice addition that I have found, I like the pepper, I like a little heat, but also sometimes some curry is a nice flavor.
And a listener wrote that when he makes sunny-side-up eggs, he seasons it with Old Bay, Singapore curry mix, or spike, along with fresh black pepper.
That sounds really delicious.
I don't know what
yeah,
spike
that sounds
is.
Really good. And speaking of Jacques Pepin, I've seen that he recommends when making scrambled eggs to leave aside a small amount of the beaten eggs, not put them in the pan, and add them after the eggs have cooked to account for any carryover cooking that might happen.
Hmm. Right. So you basically, when you hold that over, so you have cold egg that you've taken your scrambled eggs off the heat, you add your cold uncooked eggs, and the two sort of temper one another. So you have an extra creaminess. You stop the cooking of the eggs almost immediately, and your scrambled eggs are much more in the French style of creamy eggs, which is very nice.
We have left out frittatas and quiches.
Ooh,
that's a lot of work. That's a whole other...
Funny you mention Rick developed the most incredible quiche Lorraine recipe not too long ago.
It was a tough job. I had to make a few of those.
Taste testing it was not a tough job.
No, it was delicious.
Did you diverge from the classic recipe?
I started from the point of Bouchon Bakery, which is a much higher fat content, a much softer...
Well, Thomas Keller believes in more eggs, more butter.
Yes, and I'm definitely in that camp. And so that was sort of my starting point. And so mine... you know, wasn't quite as rich and as thick. His is, you know, like 2.5 inches in an upright pan, and it's a 2-day process, which we wouldn't necessarily recommend for our readers. But I wanted something that was a little, you know, more dense, so we used a deep dish pan. I used a lard and butter crust, which I thought picked up some of the bacon flavor in the quiche itself. And then also confit some shallots in bacon fat to get a little bit more richness and flavor.
Bacon fat,
I mean,
makes everything taste better.
Oh, my God.
Joshua from Westfield, hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. Yeah, so actually one day I decided after reading about the 62-degree egg, specifically using the sous vide technique, mm-hmm. and I actually went out and I bought a sous vide machine. Just to try it. And literally, I'd say 90% of the time I've used my sous vide machine to make eggs. Have you guys had any experience with the 62-degree egg kind of coming from all the new technological advances in, you know, gastronomy?
That was how we made all of the poached eggs at ABC Kitchen. So, I mean, it was great for the line cooks because it meant that we didn't have to worry about them during service. And we always had a constant supply, and they were never overcooked. They were always perfect. So yeah, I mean, I think that would be definitely a foolproof method of cooking them. But I think there is also something to be said about like knowing the technique, the vortex technique of poaching an egg. It's something that's very classic. That you know, it's good to know how to do one or 20. When I was in culinary school, I literally to prep for my one of my final exams, which included poached eggs, I literally just bought a dozen eggs and went home and then just poached them.
And that was a lot easier than going out and buying a sous vide machine.
A lot cheaper.
Not all of us are going to have one in our kitchens.
I think the other thing about poaching eggs the traditional way, sans sous vide at home, is you know, it's better, I think, to err on the side of checking them sooner than you think they're going to be ready rather than later, because, you know, you can just use a slotted spoon, you can pick the egg right up out of the pot, and, you know, if it still doesn't look quite there, you can always just put it back in, and it'll be just fine.
Yeah.
Steve wrote on our show page that he loves using coconut oil to cook eggs, believes it adds a nice taste. But I think it probably also adds a lot of calories.
You know, I think that with it, I mean, I think with any fat, you're going to be looking at adding a hefty amount of calories. And I think that that's probably more of a flavor aspect there. You know, just like many of us prefer that kind of grassy, buttery flavor of olive oil.
He should also try a shallow poach of the egg in the coconut oil. One of the other techniques that I like is poaching in olive oil. And it's amazing. The egg will pick up a lot of the olive oil flavor. And I imagine that if he tried poaching it in coconut oil, he would get a really delicious flavored egg.
We have very little time left, but people are preparing eggs all over the world in different techniques. Have you at Bon Appetit checked out some of the other ways that people prepare eggs?
Oh, I will forever be a fan of the chawanmushi or the kind of Japanese steamed egg family, tamago, anything kind of in that vein. There's a really incredible Korean version of that also called kaeranjim that you'll find at any respectable restaurant. So I'm always...
And what about pickled eggs?
You know...
I prefer cured eggs. Cured eggs and egg yolks. I love cured egg yolks. I think they're so much fun. They're so beautiful, so versatile. You can change up the spice. And they make a great finish for pastas and salads.
Have you ever made shakshuka for breakfast?
Well, funny enough, I actually have a butternut shakshuka that it will be being posted on the website later this fall. It's really, really good.
It's quite delicious.
Well, we thank you so much. I didn't even have to egg you on. We had a couple of good yolks in there as well. My guests have been Christina Chay, Chaey, and Rick Martinez, both editors at Bon Appetit. And we've been talking about making eggs for breakfast as part of a series we're going to have on making good breakfast. It's been a pleasure having you here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.